Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, with the Lord's help, we're going to continue on a subject that I started on yesterday's broadcast entitled The Anointing. We learned from Scripture, the Old Testament, Scriptures in Exodus and 1 Samuel and 1 Kings, that the anointing oil was a special prescribed apothecary, if you will, after the a part of the apothecary. It was a compound that was consisted of myrrh and cinnamon and calamus, cassia, and olive oil, and it was used for only very special occasions, which was the anointing of the king, the priest, and the prophet. And we want to look now at some scriptures in the New Testament that talks about the anointing. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 21, the word of the Lord says, "Now he which establisheth us with you is Christ, and hath anointed us is God, who hath also sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts." We understand that the sacred oil that was used in the under the old covenant was a type or a symbol of the Holy Spirit. And so when this scripture talks about the Lord anointing us, He has given us the Holy Spirit to infill us, to empower us, as well as to consecrate us to the Lord's service. So the anointing of the Holy Spirit is given by God. And it was foretold in Scripture that Jesus would receive this anointing of the Holy Spirit from His Father. In Psalm 45, verse 7, the word says, "Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows." And in Daniel, the 9th chapter, verse 24, the word says, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness, hallelujah, and to seal up the vision and prophecy and to anoint the most holy. In the New Testament, there's a scripture in Acts 10:35. Which says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now, here we understand, because obviously God didn't anoint Jesus with anointing oil, He anointed Him with the Holy Spirit. So that's a good example of how that sacred oil, it was a symbol of the Holy Spirit empowering Jesus. And of course, He was the last man, Adam. He was perfect God, perfect man, and He is our example, just as God anointed Jesus to do the works. The Lord and Scripture tells us that we will do even greater works because of He's gone to the Father, and we have that anointing which we've received of Him. It remains and abides within us. Now, just as Jesus received that anointing from God for His life and ministry, so are we to receive that anointing. In Psalm 133, verses 1 through 2, the word says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garment." Now, we understand when the priest was anointed, that anointing oil was poured on his head. And then it says it ran down the beard, even down to the very end of the skirts of his garments. Now, in terms of what we can relate to New Testament understanding, we are the body of Christ, isn't that right? Well, Jesus is the head of the body. He first received that anointing, and because we are members of his body, that anointing flows down to us that we may do the works that Jesus did, and even greater works. In Isaiah 61:3, the word says that God's people are to receive this anointing. This was the scripture, remember, that Jesus read in the synagogue, and he said, this scripture fulfilled in your ears. He was speaking primarily first of himself, but this is true for all of us who will follow the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. Oh, do you hear that? He's talking about his church now. To give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And this is the reason why, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified, that God would receive glory. And the Apostle John in 1 John, the second chapter, verse 20 said, but ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. And we understand in 1 John 2:27, this anointing abides in us. In other words, it's not just given as the anointing came, for example, on the prophet, the priest, and the king, but it abides, that his presence, the Holy Spirit, abides in us and guides us into all truth. 1 John 2:27 says, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you all things, and is truth, and is no lie, even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Now, there's a lot in that scripture. Is the Lord doing away with teachers? Of course not. That's part of the fivefold ministry. He's given teachers to instruct and to inform and to amplify the word of the Lord and the scriptures to God's people. But also notice, it says, the anointing which you've received of him abideth in you. And there's a sister listening today, and you feel like you've lost the anointing. Beloved, that's not true, because I know our feelings might seem to tell us that. We might think we have just disappointed or failed the Lord in some way, and he's just taken his anointing from us. Well, we may vary in our ability to discern and to feel the anointing. Beloved, I can certainly relate to that. There are times we feel his anointing and it's glorious, and other times we're just walking by faith. So, sister, don't feel that you've just, you've lost the anointing. That scripture right there, what is truth? Thy word, O Lord, is truth. It says, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. That's 1 John 2:27. So you can tell the devil to take a walk. You are anointed of God. Now, praise God. What is the purpose of the anointing? Well, I shared that in scripture. We were reading Isaiah 61, and it's to set the captive free, the opening of the prison to them that are bound, praise God, to give us beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning, praise God. Why? That he could be glorified. And so Jesus was specifically anointed for the purpose of liberating his people. He was sent to the Jewish people, but his message was for all mankind. And so the purpose of the anointing in our lives is not only for us to walk in personal liberty, but that we can minister in the name of Jesus to others and see them set free. God not only wants us anointed so that we may be busy about the work of the kingdom, but that we can be completely free from every bondage and shackle of the enemy. The enemy tries so hard to, beloved, to put shackles of unbelief around you, to make you think that you don't have the ability, you don't have the strength, you don't have God's wisdom, you don't understand the scriptures, and you know what? You certainly don't in yourself. You don't have the ability. But the Holy Spirit of God can unveil the scriptures. He can bring truth into a power and focus and reality in your life. He did that for the disciples. They were ignorant fishermen. They were not learned, but they were with Jesus. And beloved, that's all it takes. That anointing is transferred from him to us as we believe and receive it. Praise God. 1 John 3:8 says, and this was, he's talking about Jesus, "For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." Praise God. And now there's a real pivotal scripture I want to turn to, and it's very important we understand this. And I'm going to take a bit of a detour on tomorrow's broadcast, but it's very important, I believe, you understand that. And Isaiah 10:27 says, "And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing." Now, he's actually talking about the Assyrian, and that's representative of Satan and his cohorts, the demonic legion, if you will, that attacks the people of God and the unsaved. And it's the anointing that will destroy the yoke from off of his people. Well, we're going to learn more about that tomorrow, and I pray that you'll be able to make time in your schedule to be with me. If you should ever miss the broadcast, just, if you have internet, go to www.unveilchrist.org and then click on the broadcast, and they are archived there several years that you can listen at your time, at your schedule, and at your convenience. Thank you so much for joining me today. The announcer is going to give our contact information. Do write and share those prayer requests. I'd love to hear from you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.